that's exactly what I did for so long.
Yeah, till you're strong enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Lord said, hey, it's time to deal with this.
Because very few people can even relate. I mean, they kind of look at you kind of strange, like,
yeah.
You know.
And, you know, to be 51 and, you know, I've tried to date. But at 51, you know, to be like, okay, look, this is how it is. There will be none of that until we're married. Not just because you put a ring on my finger, that doesn't authorize me to give you the wifely benefit. And that's how the Lord talked to me about it and corrected me about it, is I was convinced, because my virginity was stolen, I was raised up where that's a precious gift.
That's a covenant gift.
That is a precious gift that you give to your husband mm-hmm. on your wedding night. Mm-hmm. And then if you save yourself for that, there's special treasures in heaven for you.
Exactly.
And to have that stolen.
Blessings.
To have that stolen from me really messed me up, because I was the little girl who loved Jesus so much.
Yeah.
And then when that happened and that was stolen from me, the way I seen it as a little girl was everything in heaven is blown.
Oh, yeah.
There goes my precious gift. You know? As a 12-year-old child, that was my mindset.
Sure, I could see that.
You know, if you're raised where, you know, that is something that is a gift for your husband. And when you save yourself and present yourself as the gift to your husband, then there's going to be blessings in heaven, treasures in heaven for you for that. And then just in a blink of an eye, it's stolen. It can really mess a child's mind up. And believing that all that was just gone like that.
Well, and the perversion comes in, too.
Yes.
So I'm thinking about that case over in...
Would you like to pray this?
Oh. Okay. Father God, I'm thinking of someone that fits... the testimony here today, and Lord, I hope that someone ministers to her this truth. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for transparency. And Lord, we just know that there's a lot of victims out there. And we aren't to wash our hands and walk away, but we are to love and pray and gird them up so that they will find the answers in your timing. Lord, we know this was prevalent in Israel. It was present in the Old Testament. And there was so much that took place. And it was a defilement then, and it's still a defilement now. And Lord, we just ask that your righteous right arm would reach out and heal and protect and put boundaries around the innocent. And Father, even women and wives who are trying to deal with it and are in denial, Lord, we just ask that they come out of the darkness into the light. And that's abusive men are not godly men. And so, Father, we just ask that you also use your Holy Spirit, the wind of your Spirit, to blow through the houses and the minds and the hearts of these people to bring salvation. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I bring forth the minds of the people that have gone through and are going through what I have been through. For it is your Son who has redeemed us. And it is by your Holy Spirit that you guide us out of the hell. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over the minds of the people that are enduring this abuse. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch the very hearts of these people and draw them to you for healing and renewal and redemption. In Jesus' name. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. And that was hard for me. But when the Holy Spirit asked me to share something, I'm going to share it, like it or not. So from myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome sister in Christ, Miss Karen Johnson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.